Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Exec Consultant, and today we'll be talking about committing to committing. How often do you find yourself repeatedly questioning the decisions you've made? You might have said, yes, this is the thing we're going to be doing, and still you have that nagging feeling in your head, and you keep coming back to it. Did we make the right choice? Is that truly what we should be doing? And having that nagging feeling by itself is already quite bad, but how often do you let it control what you do? How often do you punt on what you've decided to do and change it mid-course? And that is the topic of this week's episode. I see this kind of issue with committing to your own decisions all over the place, and I think that it is similar to another problem which I've talked about in the past, which is decision waffling, and that is how we might be delaying decisions because we cannot make up our mind. As bad as that is, it is even worse if your people, your team, eventually realizes that even after you've supposedly made a decision, nothing sticks. They can never know that whatever is currently being portrayed as the new way of doing things will actually remain that way for the next day. And that is a severe impediment to progress, to gaining momentum, because we have to have some sort of safety, even in a startup, even in these crazy times when we have pandemics going on. When things change every week, we still have to provide our teams with some sort of stability, especially where we can. And those are exactly the issues where you come in. So let's say you've made a decision to hire someone and staff a director position, or maybe promote someone in your team to a director position. If you repeatedly keep questioning yourself, did I make the right choice? Is that person really a director material? If that keeps coming up again and again, you will never, and I promise you that, you will never work properly with that person, because as long as you still treat them in the back of your mind as a temporary or, you know, in air quotes, on probation, you will never build a trusting relationship with them. It might be because you don't open up. It might be because something in your unconscious mind will prevent you from investing in them because you fear you might end up letting go of them. Or because whatever you do will eventually go through to the other person and they'll realize that something is up. And when I hear about something like this and someone tells me, yeah, you know, she's great, but she's only been here for 5 months. I don't know if she's good director material. And I'm like, 5 months is a lot of time. Make up your mind. You cannot do this to your people, even if you don't say it verbally, even if you don't think it. If eventually what you end up doing is treating them every day as if they have to prove themselves, you will wear them out. You will not get any progress when it comes to your relationship and to moving forward. If you've committed to making them a director, commit to it. They are your person, at least for a given specific amount of time, which we'll get to in a second. Similarly, let's say you have a roadmap and you're not sure, you're uncertain whether that is the best roadmap you can be following. Let me tell you something. No one can be certain. Never. Especially again, not during a pandemic year. Who knows what's gonna come up? Who knows how many other industries will end up being changed because of this? What we do know is that if you make a decision, you have to follow through with it. You cannot tell your team this is the most important thing and we are committing to that for the next quarter, and then change up your mind a month later without providing them a real, genuine reason. And if you do not have a real reason, if it's simply you thinking and mulling it over again and again and deciding to change because you've been thinking about it so much, then you will lose their motivation. If you've decided to do something, then do it. Let your people do it for the amount of time you have agreed to do it. Don't change things up unless you've received new, critical, valid information that is changing your mind, something that you had not known prior, and now you know and changes the way you see things. But don't simply rehash it and change because of that. And of course, there's the general vacillation when it comes to processes, changes, projects, decisions. If you've decided to, for example, change the way you do your retrospectives or switch up from basic Scrum to Basecamp's shape-up process or whatever, don't keep changing your mind every second week. When people said, let's iterate frequently, they did not mean that you have to iterate on the way you iterate every single week. I am probably the biggest believer of making change a part of your culture. I always say, let's improve how we are improving, and you only get that if you keep tweaking, adjusting, and tuning the way you do things. And still, I will tell you right now, having those core ways of work change every single week or every 2 weeks or even once a month is too much. People do not even get to experience proficiency in the new way of doing things, and already you're changing things up, which means you never actually even try things properly. And once this becomes a pattern, once people understand that things are going to change quite rapidly again and without any, seemingly at least, without any real reason, they will stop trying. They will stop investing and committing to it themselves because they'll realize that you, leadership, are not committing to whatever you're telling people to do. So you have to be committed to whatever you have committed to. Might sound weird, but I like these kinds of things. We commit to what we commit. We improve how we improve. And to stop that ongoing loop in your head, if you have those, there's a very, very basic and simple way of doing that. And I always do that with my clients. If I see them coming up again and again to the same issue, raising it over and over, I tell them, all right, what is the decision that you have made already? And they say something, we've decided to try this and that process. And I'll say, great. What is your definition of success here? Think about the job to be done. What do we want to achieve? How would we know that this new change you've made is worthwhile? That it is better than what you were doing prior? And then I'll get the deer in the headlights look because no one actually thinks about that, right? So we think about it together. If you have a new director, let's think, how do you measure the success of a director? If you have a change in your process, let's think about the issues it was created to solve and how we can track improvement in that. And once we have that criteria of success, we also define a time period to see how the trends in those metrics of success look like. And it changes from one thing to the other, because when it comes to people, you might say, let's give them 2 months. When it comes to a change process and the way a 300-person organization works, it might simply take 3 months to even complete a cycle. So make sure to choose a time frame that fits your situation and that allows you to follow through in a way that will show you how has the change progressed. And once you have that, let go. Simply let go. I'm not saying that you shouldn't care about it and never check up on it and make tweaks. I am saying that you need to put that questioning loop out of your mind and commit to it. So whenever it comes up again, you say, I don't care. This is what we're doing till the end of the quarter, and we'll see then. And I'm actually a big proponent of telling people that you have this deadline, so they too know that this is maybe temporary, but at least until that deadline, this is the way we're doing things. And be accountable. I have entire episodes and articles about how you need to be accountable to what changes you've initiated. So let's say that you've committed to something and it is now put into motion. Have a task or a calendar invite that reminds you to check up on your metrics and reminds you when it is time to reevaluate and only then decide how you will be moving forward. And that, my friends, is how we commit. Remember, you should only be changing your commit history with Git, not with your people. That is for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or remarks, my email is in the show notes. Just shoot up an email. And if you have not yet, I commend you to sign up to my newsletter, the best online newsletter for tech executives. And it is also in the show notes. Till next time, stay safe.